Okay, we're continuing in the Tomer Devora. We're in the sixth Mida of the Yud Gimel Midos. And this one is Ki Chafetz Chesed Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Chesed or desires Chesed. That's the Mida that we have to emulate. And says the Tomer Devora as follows. Halo Peirashnu B'Mekomo. Tomer Devora has another sefer, a Kabbalah sefer, Pardes Rimonim, Sheyesh Beheichal Yadua. There's a Heichal somewhere up in the Shemaim, I don't know where. Some room, some auditorium. Malachim Mamonim Lekabel Gemilos Chasadim. In this Heichal, the Malachim, there are angels that are designated to receive all of the Gemilos Chasadim. She'adam oseb olam hazeh. All of the chasadim that a man does down here, these malachim upstairs receive them. V'kasher midas hadin mekatreget sal Yisrael. And when midas hadin, the punishment time, the prosecution is happening to the Jewish people, I guess by Hashem, miyad osam hamalachim marim achesed hahu. Immediately, these angels in the Shamayim bring their chesed that they have collected from the Jewish people. V'akadosh Baruch Hu merachem al Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy on the Jewish people. Mipnei shehu chafetz bechesed. Because he desires chesed. He loves chesed. So again, I know what everybody's thinking already. We've heard this idea, chesed, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to try to say a chiddush here. Someone is, whoever it is, Miras Adin, whatever is happening, someone is coming after the Jewish people. These malachim come with their packages of chesedim that they received from people who did their chesed down here, and it stops Hashem. V'im hiyos shem chavim, even though the Jewish people are obligated, and we're going to see in a minute, they're obligated death. Im heim gomlim chesed ze lezeh. If they do chesed to each other, merachem aleihem. Hashem is merachem. Ukemo shehaya bizman achorben. Just like it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And now he's going to quote Yechezkel, shenemar leGavriel. Hashem said to Gavriel, bo elbinos legalgal. He's going to explain what this means. This is in Yechezkel, chapter Yud, Pasuk Beis. Ki hu sar hadin v'hagvura. Yechezkel, we know, was the malach of din, gvura, fire. And Hashem said to Gavriel, come in between the Galgal, underneath the Kruvim, inside the base of Migdash, and fill up your hands with burning coals. He says to Gavriel, Gavriel was fire. Fill up your hands with burning coals, and throw them on the city. That's the Pasuk. Throw them on the city. Which city? Yerushalayim. Destroy everybody. Korban Bayis, people deserve to die. And here's now the Tomer Devora explains. V'natan lo rishus lekabel kachos adin. Binos legalgal. Hashem gave Gavriel the power to give din, to kill. Mitachat lakruvim. Underneath the kruvim there were these coals. Me'esh ha-mizbeach. From the mizbeach, the fire on the altar. Da'ainu din gvuros ha-malchus. This is the gvura of Hashem's kingdom. V'ayad din mitchazek. The din was getting stronger. Achibikesh lekalos esakol. Hashem decided to kill everyone. Kill them all. Lekakeya beitza son shel Yisrael. This is a poetic language for annihilation of the Jews. Mipnei netchayvu kliya, says the Tomer Devora. They deserve death. Everybody. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayar lakruvim tavnis yad adam. Underneath the kruvim, where Gavriel was supposed to take the coals, he saw a human hand, underneath the kruvim. Tachas kanfeim, underneath the wings of the kruvim. This is Gavriel seeing this hand. He's about to go and kill Yerushalayim, and he sees this vision of a hand underneath the kruvim. V'ayinu sham HaKadosh Baruch Hu leGavriel. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Heim gomlim chasadim elu em elu. They do chesed with each other. V'af im heim chayavim nitzolu. And even if they're obligated death, I'm going to save them. V'ayelahem she'eris. So the Medrash that he's quoting over here is the V'yikra Rabbah, the Tomer Devorah. The Medrash explains what happened over here. He saw a hand. He saw a hand underneath the place where he's supposed to pick up the fiery coals and burn up Yerushalayim. And that hand was a sign of chesed. If everybody did chesed hand to hand, one hand of a Jew doing a chesed to another Jew, that's what Gavriel saw. And that was a siman to him that it's the chesed that's stopping the destruction. V'atam ipnei mida zu. Why would Hashem stop the killing of all these people who are chayev? Because of chesed? Because he loves it. Rotze, b'mash Yisrael gomlim chesed. When a Jewish people do chesed, he loves it. V'otzo tzad mazkir lahem. And that's what he remembers. Im hiyos she'enam ksherim b'tzad acher. Even though they're doing the other bad things, avodah zara, they're doing things that are chayev destruction. They're not good people. But they happen to do chesed, that's enough for Hashem to overlook the din that they deserve. Im kein, b'mida zu roi la'adam lisnaheg. This is the way we have to behave. Af im ra she'adam oseh lo ra umachisa. You see a guy who's upsetting you and aggravating you. Im yesh bo tzad tova. If the guy's got any redeeming qualities, is there anything good about him? Shemeitiv lacherim, he does chesed for other people, he helps people. He's a jerk. But he does chesed for people. Sometimes he does bad things, but he also does nice things for people. Oh, mida tova, he has good midos. Shemitnahe kashur, he behaves properly, generally speaking. Yes, speak lo tzad zeh. That should be enough for you. Levat el kaso me'alav. That should be enough. You don't have to be angry about him anymore. Isn't that great? That's it. Close the book. We're free. We're free from anything. All you have to do now is think about your friend. Wow, one day he did a nice thing for me. Or he did a nice thing for somebody else. Or he behaves properly, I'm not angry anymore. Boom. So easy. V'kol shekein be'ishto. For sure with your wife. Kidepirish chazal and yavamos samet gimel amet alef. Dahainu. Dayenu shemegadeles es banenu matzilas osanu minachet. It's enough. This is Rav Chiya talking. It's enough that our wives raise our children. It's a hard job. And they save us from doing averas, going after other women. That's enough for me to be happy with her. How can I be angry, says Rav Chiya. Yeah, great. These are great stories. Kach yomer al kol adam. Not just your wife. Everybody. Dai li betova plonis. Sha'asali. He did a great thing for me. Oh, Sha'asa imploni. He did somebody else. He did a nice thing for somebody else. How could I be angry at him? Oh, mida tova plonis. He has a good mida. And then you'll have the mida of Hashem, chafetz chesed. No. This is one of those schmoozes that if you're not sleeping yet, you should be sleeping very shortly. Not much happening here. It's great. It's something that's relegated for people living in another stratosphere of reality, another realm. This is for the tzaddikim, maybe in other yeshivas they can handle these types of things. For us normal people, what is this? Is he kidding me? Because some guy did a nice thing for me yesterday, now he just tackled me. Tackled me for no reason. Oh, someone's supposed to love the guy and say, well, he's a nice guy. He does nice things for other people all the time. What are we talking about? The guy just kept me up at night. I'm trying to fall asleep. My roommate's not letting me sleep at night. I'm supposed to be thinking about the fact that he did a nice thing for Shlomo Beller last week. What? He made a cup of coffee for... What? What does that mean? What is he saying over here? Is there any Havana to any of these things? These are platitudes and longitudes. I'm attacking the whole thing. I don't understand. What is this? Who is this person? This guy's a malach himself who could do this. How on earth can anybody realistically say that they have the ability to do this? To be like Hashem in this way? Because the guy did for me something nice, now I can overlook everything? Well, you see here that Gavriel, right? Gavriel was supposed to kill everybody. They were obligated death. And for some reason, because they were the hand underneath the Kruvim, Gavriel saw, says the Medrash, that Hashem was giving him a message that the hand that does chesed for another person is what Hashem loves so much that that's going to be enough for him to overlook the terrible things that are chayav, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
It's
okay, so why should I? What does that have to do with me?
Didn't he still destroy the Beis HaMikdash?
He did, but he didn't kill him. Okay, but he didn't kill everybody. He didn't kill everybody. He was supposed to. There was supposed to be a genocide. There's no genocide. That's nothing. So there's no Beis HaMikdash, but you're alive. Are you alive? Excuse me, are you alive? So that's only because of this hand. You should be dead. Goodbye. So that's a chesed.
But it doesn't mean that he's smiling at us. Like what the Rosh Hashiva says, you come back to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, I see the way you daven. You're davening. Wow, kavan, everybody's excited. They love Hashem. I love Tosfos. I love everybody. You should be dead. Finished. Only because he did. So you have some relationship to Hashem right now. He's smiling at us. He's loving us. We should be dead. Why did he not kill us, even though we deserve it? Because the hand. Somebody helped somebody over there. Davar pele. Don't answer. I'm not looking for an answer. I have an answer. Go ahead. Yoel, go ahead.
Tovar knows we're never going to be able to do this like Hashem.
Excuse me?
But no, I'm going to say how he...
You think he wrote this book that we shouldn't do it?
No, so I'm going to say. So basically, I'll give you a case. Someone woke me up this morning, right? And I couldn't fall asleep. Then I'm
sorry.
Kid, and then I borrowed this kid's shoes. Now, if I just think about the shoes he gave me, if I just think about the one good midah that David has, or Shlomo has, that everyone's vision has, if I think about that one midah,
yeah.
I'll be able to think about it. Wow, last week he lent me 5 shekels. I'm going to hate him just because he pushed me and I'm not throwing my coffee down. You have to bring the good points into.
What happens if he did it? If he lent Shlomo his shoes?
Say,
is that going to be easy for you?
See,
how are you going to be happy when Shlomo got a pair of shoes from this guy? The other guy, he woke you up and knocked you over. How are you going to do that?
The team player. He's a team player. He stole
$200. Okay, so now you say team player. Kiila, you said it. I said that. That's my finish. Okay, don't start playing my games against me.
Bring a good point into view.
I'm gonna try to say. So yeah, well, let's see. I'm gonna try to what? Like, I don't want to talk about that. Was last week. Why do I have to talk about that again? I want to have a new chiddush now. Is there any place where this is real for us on a visceral level? That's the question I have. Is there any way that we can connect, similar to the team thing with the basketball players, similar to that, is there any way we can connect to this midah? Did God give us any kliachiza, any way to try to get this feeling that we get excited when one person does a chesed to another person, to the point, oh, says Avio Abud, a beautiful thing, and I think this is true. At least with me. This is the only thing I could come up with to make this an avoda that I could actually do with some humanness, as opposed to godly. Can I take this human thing? So I think yes. And the truth is, every time I'm giving it to one of my kids, right? And it could be harder for the bachram to understand what I'm saying, but maybe you can get the point. But the parents for sure should be able to understand what I'm about to say. When you see one parent coming down on one kid, right? He's getting in trouble because he did something bad. What? Or whatever it is. There are 6 ice creams. And I got 7 kids. Or 7 ice creams, I got 8 kids. And everybody's fighting for that ice cream. Everybody's fighting for it, right? And telling me good reasons why that one kid doesn't deserve it. Because he's a bum, he's this, he's that, he stole 15 things, he broke, he's bad on his test. They'll come up with anything. I want that ice cream. Maybe when they grow up a little bit, they get married, it changes. But before that, when they're still kids, it's not so posh. That's what you hear all the time. Everybody fighting with everybody else. And the one time, it may happen once every
2 years,
leap year or something. There's one kid who says, you know what, I don't want him to get in trouble. He tries to defend him. He says, you know what? He deserves the ice cream, not me. Eventually, you know, I want to kill somebody. I can't kill anybody. It's over. He got me. I'm finished. One kid acts like a mensch and actually does a chesed with his brother who's getting it now. The din is coming. And he goes and tries to defend why, no, he should be able to go with us on the trip. He should be able to get the high. Whatever the stupid thing is, all of a sudden the parent, not because of some musar of Oda, just a natural thing happens inside the parent. He feels like that's it. This kid got the whole purpose of everything. He got the point. He got it. I don't care if you're religious or not religious. Every movie, every story, every book, this is a common theme that we see everywhere. When all of a sudden the team bands together, the brothers help each other, all of a sudden the coach or the dad or the abba, whatever it is, all of a sudden can't control his love for this, what they're doing, how beautiful it is. He's giving the ice cream to his brother, he's supposed to go want the ice cream himself. That's natural from the parent. The parent feel, I always tell my kids, I already made it a joke, all you have to do is defend your brother and I'm going to give you double. And they still can't do it. They all know, ask any of the kids, 6 years old and up, they know that if they go, and when I'm giving it to one of the kids, they step in to help, they know if they do that, they hit the jackpot. They know. They still can't. Except to the older ones. The really older ones have already figured it out. The real older ones can actually do it. But the little ones, they're mamish handcuffed. I want that ice cream. If you just be smart and I'll give you double. I'll give you two ice creams if you just give it to him and tell me why he deserves it and don't be on his back trying to kill him. Do a chesed now. Try to defend him. Love him and you win everything and the dumb kid can't. He's like a monkey with the banana. Who did I tell this to? You? This is the monkey. Judah. You know how to catch a monkey? Do you know how to? You don't have to use a gun, a tranquilizer gun. I learned this from my Rebbe. He's caught many. Correct? All you have to do is put a banana, did I tell you this? In a cage. Put a banana in a cage with bars, a big banana or an orange. He sticks his hand through the bars, grabs the banana, and then he can't get it out. Or the orange, big orange. Can't get it out. He can't let go of the stupid banana. He can't do it. Can't. So now the guy just walks over, the hunter, and just grabs him. Because he can't let go. He can't let go of the banana or the orange to get it through the bars. You don't have to shoot him. He just can't move. This is Baduka Menusa. It's been tested. The funny thing is, we are those dumb monkeys. We can't let go. I want my ice cream. I want it. We can't figure out. Hashem is giving you the key to right now getting tremendous rachamim from him and love. Focus on the good. Be the guy who does the chesed for the guy because he did something for you once. Let go of your banana and you'll be free. You will tap into Hashem. You will have the ability to access that thing which God put into every parent naturally as a parent. But now when you're not a parent or you are the kid, we're all kids of Hashem. Now it's gone. Now we're the monkey. Now we're the 7-year-old. All of us. That's what we are. Not because doesn't make sense. Not because it's irrational. It's completely rational. Every Abba feels it with minimal education. The father feels great when one of the kids becomes a tzaddik and gives up the stupid ice cream to his friend. Every Abba feels that. No Musar, no Tomer Devora. But where we don't feel it is when we're the kid, when we're a monkey. That's where it's gone. Now you have to become like Hashem in order to become that person. That's why he's saying you have to halach to the drachav. This is a meat of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. This is not natural. It is natural. God gave us a taste of this feeling where we can make it real. But when it comes to us now, when we're not the parents, when we are regular people, to actually want to do chesed for everybody, or to be chafetz chesed, and this is not about doing chesed for people. This is about loving a person who does chesed with another person. Kol Shekein with you, when he does a chesed for you, and you don't feel it, then you still say, I want my ice cream. I want my ice cream. You woke me up this morning. I want my ice cream. At that point, you're just dumping everything. Everything. You're momish, the little 6-year-old who says, no, he cheated on his test. He got in trouble. The Rebbe smacked him. He got in trouble. Don't give him the ice cream. Give it to me. That's what we are. We can break free of this. We can. There's no question we can. But in order to do that, we have to not look at this as something for a malach to do. This is something we can do and we can appreciate. It's just very hard to implement because HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed this. He surgically removed this feeling from us of loving chesed when we're one of the kids. He removed it from us. And in order to cultivate this feeling, we have to try to think of what it would be like to be Hashem. That's the only way. Abba, a Rebbe, all these people are Hashem in some way. And if you could take that and say, I want to be like that even when I'm one of the kids, not when I'm the father. That's when you mamish become this malach, the thing that everybody is so inspired. When the kids get together and do something miraculous, and they help the kid who's the loser, because he catches the ball at the end of the game, and blah, blah, blah. And all these stories are the same stupid theme. There's one kid that's annoying, that somehow people still like him, and then he, whatever, wins a marathon with one leg. Whatever it is, a prosthetic leg, and everybody's crying. That's what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is. Every stupid story. But we have to graduate from that and actually look at ourselves as people who are those people with one leg or whatever it is. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. That's the truth. But I think everybody got the point. This is something we can do. This is definitely something we can do. And we must do. And definitely starting in the places where we're the recipients of the chesed of the person. I'll tell you one story right now. This is a long time ago. The Rosh Yeshiva had a travel agent that never used a telephone. Didn't have computers then either. No internet, nothing. So he always used to use a fax machine to make his... you can only communicate with this travel agent by fax. That was the only way. The most inefficient travel agent. And we were trying to make the tickets for his trips to go to America, wherever he was going for the yeshiva. And in order to make one stupid plane ticket, it took 15 faxes. They got it wrong back and forth. It took days and days and days to get through. And one of the guys, not me, told Rabbi, I would have done it. It just happened not to be me. He said to Rabbi Green, "Hey, well, let's dump this travel agent, get someone with a telephone. What are we doing over here? Let's get someone you can talk to. You can't make a ticket." He almost fired the guy. He almost told him, "You're not helping me anymore. You remember this?" He said, "I'm not helping you anymore. I don't need you to help me with my tickets anymore. I'll do it myself. I'll write the faxes." Ask Rabbi Green, he'll tell you the story. So I pressed him afterwards. I said, "What the heck are you doing? He's trying to help you. Why are you holding on to this crazy travel agent?" So he said to me that years earlier, he didn't have money to buy a plane ticket to go to America. He never had money. He didn't have a credit card either, so nobody gave him credit. So this travel agent let him, bought tickets for him when he goes to America, and then after he did his fundraising, collected money for wherever he was, he would have some extra money, pay the travel agent back. He said, "This is the only travel agent ever do that for me." He goes, "Now, of course, he's a mess. He's a nightmare. He doesn't have a telephone. Something's wrong. Something's very wrong here. I know that. This guy's a mess. His business is not going to last long. But he did such a chesed for me in the old days that I didn't have money for a plane ticket, that he let me go collect money for the yeshiva and then come back and pay him. I can't leave him now." The truth is, it didn't take long till we got rid of him. It didn't take long, but he held on. We got rid of the guy. He had no phone. We couldn't. There was one trip that Rabbi Green went to. He went to the wrong place. He went to the wrong city. We never couldn't get through to the guy. And that we went to the wrong country. I'm not kidding. And that's why we finally dumped this travel agent. But it wasn't easy, is what I'm saying. Rabbi Green, it was hard to pry that travel agent away from him. It took a lot of pain to get rid of it. This is what we have to be. We definitely have to be these people who are looking to remember and really get excited like a father does when a kid does a good deed. We have to feel that's real. That's a real feeling. When a kid does anything good, the kid, Abba, jumps up and down because he loves that. That's natural. If you could feel that in the unnatural place when your friend is doing chesed for you and he wakes you up in the morning, he does bad things to you, aggravates you, all these things, your life will change. Again, it's not natural. You have to do an avoda here. But when you do that avodah, the chiddush of the Torah Devarim is you become Hashem. You're mamish becoming like Hashem. Hashem should bless us.